This is the CNN Network, MI3.
This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima.
CNN Network, 220. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
This is W8MEL.
W9DLP, this is KI90.
This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima in Grand Rapids.
W8MEL, this is KI9E, Kilo India 9 Echo. Good afternoon, name here is Jim.
Well, good afternoon, Jim. The name here is Mel, like my call. Actually in Hudsonville, but most people don't know where that's at. I used to live down South Bend about 50 years ago. I worked at the TV station.
All right, nice to meet you there, Mel. Just heading home from work here a little early today because the wife and I have doctor's appointments here in a little while. From eastbound on 94 at the moment, almost up to Michigan City. But sounding good. Are you coming through the 220 system?
Yeah, I'm connected to John's computer, NHJPR, and he's linked down to, if you're on the South Bend or which link you're on, but it just happened to be a rainy day, so I'm down here in the ham shack, cleaning up stuff, putting stuff back together. Actually, probably have to get the sweeper out and do some cleaning.
Copy that on the shack clean up there. Very good. And which TV station did you work for there? Was it the WNDU?
No, the WSJV, Channel 28 in Elkhart. I knew people that worked at WSBC and WNDU, so the university. And my best man worked at the PBS station. As far as I know, he might have been retired by now. I haven't talked to him in years.
Okay, on the channel 28, Elkhart there. Yeah, I don't think we picked that one up. Maybe we do. We got an outside antenna. We get 16 and 22 and a few others there.
Probably not. Is they changed affiliation. Channel 28, considering, the ABC affiliate went to low power. Yeah, their transmitters are all about the same area south of South Bend. When I work transmitter engineers, is guys that work as transmitter engineers would meet at a, that's when they had sign off. After sign off, we'd meet at a all-night restaurant downtown.
Good deal. Yeah, sounds good. What did you have to do as a transmitter engineer? Did you have to work on the amplifiers and stuff?
Well, you believe this or not, back then they required to have a transmitter engineer, and you sat there and you made sure the transmitter stayed on the air. You take meter readings. It used to be every hour, but then it was every 3 hours. And they relaxed the rules. I think there's nobody has a transmitter anymore. But basically, you just sit there watching things. I moved on to a different job, and they changed the requirements, the logging requirements. Somebody had to go in and I don't know how often it was, once a week or something, do an inspection. But now with all the automation, there's that job's been done away with.
Roger that. I imagine today's technology, you don't need somebody there 24/7 or whatever, but was it tube-type amplifiers that were going at the time, or a solid state?
Yeah, this is W8MEL. Yeah, the first one, I can't remember the tube number, but it's a big UHF tube, about as big as a lunchbox, I think. It put out 12 kW. Then while I was there, they moved to, they call it a Klystron. Those things were great big. Then they slid in the cabinet. There was two for visual and one for oral. And they were water-cooled. And now the technology changed. I know about the V's are solid state. So I was in sales for a while, and they came out with, they had 100 amp modules, and they could plug in a whole bunch of them in, you get a KW, 5 kW. You could actually pull the module out while you're on the air, put another one in, and it would tell you what's in, if it's wrong, and light would come on, so you just plug another one in.
Gotcha. Yeah, there was I've seen a YouTube video about a tour of an AM radio station. I think it was like maybe a 50,000 watt station, AM somewhere in Ohio. And the amplifier was made up of modules like that, where you can unplug one if it goes bad and plug in a new one.
Yeah, I watched that. Actually, my former boss, Jay Adrick, he was the vice president of the company I worked for at the time, went through, they had the old one, I think they run a 500,000 watts, the AM. They had a modulation transformer as big as a house. And they drove it, I think, with a 50 kW, and I don't know how long. All I know, they said their fences would be electrified with that much power. But, yeah, that was back in, I think, in the 30s or 40s. I can't remember the call letters, but it was a big radio station, AM radio.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's getting into some major power there. Everything has to be beefed up quite a bit, in the coax cable and just about everything, the antenna, the tower, everything's got to be just right there, I imagine. But, that was a cool YouTube video. I enjoyed watching the layout of the station and how they did things there. I remember them saying the aviation light had to be like uncoupled from the rest of the system somehow.
Yeah, this is W8MEL. You know, where I worked at an AM station, I think it was a 400-foot freestanding, and it was an insulated tower, and it had a matching network, but it was only a 1KW station. And they had something on the couple of the AC, they had something called an Austin transformer, like two donuts. It'd be isolated as far as the RF and DC, but it looked like two donuts inside each other. And that was for the lights. The TV transmitter was powered straight. So actually, the tower went down years after I left. Somebody tightened the guy wires, and it's like a guitar string. It got a wind speed. They started vibrating, and the tower came down.
Okay, yeah, I believe that's what the video had, something like that, a donut-shaped kind of transformer for the aviation lighting so that it would be uncoupled from the RF somehow there, but all interesting stuff. Good information there. How many years did you work at the station there, Mel? W8MEL, this is KI-90.
Yeah, I was there from about 70 to 74, and that was a construction. They built out the TV studio. I don't know if they got any new equipment. They had, I worked over there, and there was an operating engineer. They had videotape machines. That's 2-inch tape. You had to know how to operate that and the cameras. It was much more technical than today. I moved up to Big Rapids to the university, and I worked up there in a television production. But it was 4 years. Back then, you had to have a FCC license. It was a first-class commercial license. And it was a couple of years after I left Channel 28. They did away with that requirement. Didn't need a license to work at the TV station anymore.
Your kind of license there, yeah. I ended up getting my, it's called the General Radio Telephone License. Back when I first got my ham license back in the early 80s, I went and got the General Radio Telephone also with the ship radar endorsement. And, yeah, at that time, like you said, you needed it for, like, broadcast stations, aviation, and marine.
CMN Network.
Got too many microphones here. I got several radios. I got a single band and all of these, and I picked up the wrong microphone. I'm saying now is all you need is a note from your mother. You know, that license, I worked real hard for it to get that license, and then all of a sudden it's not worth anything. I had a nice job. I had a sales job selling broadcast equipment and uplinks. I don't think they even do that anymore, as TV stations can use the mobile telephone network to do their TV news.
Roger that. Yeah, I imagine a lot of that technology has changed, and I can use a cell phone network or the internet or satellite now, I imagine. Interesting stuff there. Well, thanks for the info on all that, Mel.
Well, good for a Tuesday. I haven't been on the air much. I've been working outside. It's a rainy day here, so I'm inside. doing stuff. I do gardening. I got a swimming pool. It's giving me grief. I got a leak I can't find. But I ended up working with a phone company. They had a job opening for DSL. I wish I'd gotten a phone company 50 years ago. I would have been financially a whole lot better off. But that technology's changing. I started in 2000 and for DSL, and they call that legacy DSL. it's all old stuff. So, thanks for the conversation. We'll catch you all later. This is W8MEL.
Okay, Mel. Yeah, nice meeting you. Thanks for riding along here. I'm just about back home. I've got to run in, clean up, and head off to the doctor's appointment real quick. And we'll catch up with you a little later here on the frequency. W8MEL, this is KI-90.
Well, I have a good appointment at my age. I get to see doctors more than I like. My last one was a heart doctor, and I got a good checkup. So hope you have a good checkup, too. This is W8MEL, clear.
Yeah, thank you, Mel. 7-3.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
I don't see any. N9OKA.
CMN Network, 220.
W9DLP, listening.
CMN Network, MI3.
Tomorrow, everybody. That's tomorrow morning. See you there.
MI3 Network. CMN Network,